Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another day of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you, and happy National Solitaire Day to you. Hey, National Solitaire Day recognizes that card game that has been around for more than 200 years. It's also known as Klondike. The classic version of the game uses a standard deck of 52 playing cards, and the object of the game is to clear the board by creating a stack of cards from low to high in each suit. If the player completes each suit, the game of solitaire is won. Of course, the game of solitaire is a game that you play alone. For a long time, the game of solitaire was the game that you played when you were at school or you were at your office supposed to be working, and you had those clicks memorized in your computer where you knew exactly where to click, 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 and you went to the game of solitaire and you played and you killed some time and you tried to win the game without your boss walking by and seeing you minimize that little window of solitaire that you were playing when you weren't supposed to be playing it. But you know, the interesting thing about solitaire is it is a game that you play by yourself. You don't have to have anyone else playing with you. You know, growing up, that was always the appeal of basketball to me, because I couldn't play football alone. Like, you get real tired of chasing that football down after you throw it every single time. Baseball, you needed someone to pitch the ball to you. Or if you were the pitcher, you needed someone to hit the ball. Soccer has 21 other people on the field, so you could work on a little bit of skills, but you couldn't really just sit there and work on your soccer skills. But basketball? Basketball, you could go outside, you could play without anyone needing to be there. You could work on putting that ball through the hoop. Didn't matter if anyone was there or not. You could play completely by yourself. And that was perfect for me growing up, because where I grew up as a kid, it was out in the middle of nowhere at the time. There weren't a bunch of other people out there to say, hey, let's get a huge game going. It was pretty much me. I had some siblings, but I could go out there and just say, hey, I'm playing basketball. I can pretend that I'm in the biggest game of the world and I don't need anyone else to be here. So I focused on basketball, where I didn't need other kids to show up. Because again, in the area that I lived in, there weren't that many other kids to choose from, and I couldn't just go recruit a bunch of kids to come play basketball. I couldn't go pay someone to play with me. I wasn't Robert Kraft. Hey, if you'd like to contact the show, tell us your favorite, I don't know, sexual deviant of all time. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports, and it is one of the quickest ways that you can reach out to us over on Facebook or Twitter. Maybe you've got some feedback for the show. Maybe you have a suggestion. Maybe you have a question for us. Reach out to us on email. Reach out to us over on Twitter or Facebook. We would love to hear what you have to say. Also, you should probably be stopping by tpublic.com and picking up some of that Daily Dose gear you know you need in your life. We've got our standard Daily Dose original gear. We have our Daily Dose iTeam gear over there as well. Couple different styles for you to choose from. And if you're picking from a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a hoodie, you can pick whatever color it is that you like. Make sure you stop by tpublic.com. Hey, today on the show, we do have a couple of news stories coming out in the world of sports we definitely want to talk about. But then, as we do on many Wednesdays, we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings today.
Hump Day!
You never know what we might be ranking, but you know you got to stick around for that. Couple of things coming out in the world of news, though. And let's jump into those NBA Eastern Conference Finals as the Toronto Raptors get a huge win last night. Hey, they had to have it. Game 3, the Milwaukee Bucks are up 2-1. Toronto, you cannot go back to Milwaukee down 3-1. They won't. The Toronto Raptors get a 120-102 win at home as Kyle Lowry goes for 25 points. Kawhi Leonard has 19. Marc Gasol has 17. And despite the fact that Chris Middleton gets 30 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo has 25, the Raptors get a huge win, and a lot of it was on the strength of their free throws. Toronto goes 24 of 27 at the free throw line, while Milwaukee hits just 17 of 26. Hey, a lot of times these games are won at the free throw line. Toronto gets a big win, and now these Eastern Conference Finals, Who knows? They could be going to 7 games, and that is horrible news for anyone who is not a Golden State fan, because remember, the Golden State Warriors are resting and healing and getting better, and just watching these two teams beat up on each other, it is going to be really, really tough for either one of these teams to give Golden State much of anything in the NBA Finals. You know, here's kind of a weird one. The traditional rivalry between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox is going to take a bit of an odd turn next month. Do you realize that the Yankees and the Red Sox are going to be playing a series on artificial turf for the first time in their rivalry? Remember, the Yankees and Red Sox have played each other over 2,200 times, but they're going to be playing a game for the first time on artificial turf because Major League Baseball has access to Olympic Stadium in London for 21 days, and we are going to see the sport's first regular season contest taking place in Europe. Major League Baseball concluded there wasn't enough time to install real grass, so starting June 6th, they are going to lay down some gravel so that it protects West Ham's grass soccer pitch. And of course, the running track that is left there from the 2012 Olympics, and then the artificial turf baseball field is going to go over the top of that. What in the world is baseball doing? Why in the world is Major League Baseball going over to London to play games? Is there any reason for baseball to be in London? I know they're saying, hey, this is the first time Major League Baseball has ever been played in Europe. Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but no one cares about Major League Baseball in Europe. No one cares about Major League Baseball in London. They don't care one bit about baseball over there. In fact, they care less about baseball over there than we care about baseball over here, and we don't care about baseball at all over here. We're already counting down the days here in the States until college football and the NFL begin. We don't care one bit about baseball. And they're taking it over to other countries like, hey, did you see what we have over there? Yeah, we saw it. Nobody cares. We're watching soccer over here. We're watching anything else. You can't get your own people to watch your stupid game. You think we're going to watch that garbage? We don't have any interest in your stupid baseball games. And not only are they going to go play in front of a bunch of yawning Brits, they're going to play it on artificial turf just to make it a little bit more risky. So you're already going over there to play in front of people that don't care, and you're going to play it on a carpet that if we do see an injury, it won't be a small one. Like, you're going to see a knee go out. You're going to see maybe an ankle get shredded. Think of all the injuries that we have seen on artificial turf. That's what you're going to go play on. And you're going to go play again in front of people that don't care. Major League Baseball, I don't even understand what you're doing anymore. It's just so odd. Speaking of things that don't make sense, did you realize over in the NFL that the number 32 is now available again for the Buffalo Bills for the first time since back in 1977? A player can now wear the number 32. It has been retired since 77, which was, of course, the last season that running back O.J. Simpson wore that number. Of course, we know Simpson rushed for over 10,000 yards. He had 57 touchdowns. He led the NFL in rushing 4 times for the Bills. But then, well, he kind of went crazy after he retired because he had the post-career troubles with the law. And Simpson, who is now 71, ended up getting acquitted back in 1995 for the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman, but a civil court jury found Simpson liable for wrongful death and ordered him to pay over $33 million in damages. The total has now actually increased to more than $70 million in damages since that original verdict back in 97. Of course, OJ wasn't done. He was sentenced to prison in 2008 for armed robbery and kidnapping after he went into a Las Vegas hotel room to recover what he said were stolen memorabilia items. He ended up getting paroled 2 years ago. Now the Bills are handing out that jersey again. And right now, running back Sonoris Perry, who signed with the Bills as a free agent, is wearing number 32. This is just during OTAs, but he told The Athletic that he thought the number was retired. He said, I thought it was retired, but then I was told it is now available again. Boom, I took it. I know the situation. I know that greatness comes with that number playing in Buffalo. But I'm willing to take anything that comes my way. I'm going into my sixth year, and I know what it takes to get in this league and stay here. With that number on my back, I know I'm doing well for my family. Now, Perry is 27. He's mostly just been a special teams player during his NFL career. He's had a couple of kick returns. He's rushed for 30 yards, caught two passes in his career. Not a big-time player, but he's trying to make it. And I mean, I wish Perry the best. I hope he goes out and he does well with it. Go make that number yours. Go do your thing. Make yourself a career. Take care of your family. But I will say this. If I'm Mrs. Perry, oh, I'm getting real, real nervous. Because I don't really believe in this stuff. But like, what if it was the jersey, you know? Like, what if the jersey had something to do with it? Every night, she's brushing her teeth. And she's seeing him kind of in the background of the mirror. Walking by, I'm jumping. Like, I'm getting real, real nervous every single time he gets out the knife to carve the Thanksgiving turkey. I'm getting a little bit concerned because what if it was the jersey? I mean, we don't know for sure. The jersey hasn't been worn since OJ. And then we saw what OJ did when he sawed those two people's heads off. Now, you're taking that same jersey? I don't know. Like, it seems a little bit creepy to me. Best of luck to you, Sonoris Perry. I hope it all goes well, but more important, best of luck to your wife and any friends that she may have and that she may go to dinner with. You never know how that might end up. Hey, coming back, the NBA playoffs are nearing the conference finals now. But today, in our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings,
Hump Day,
we are looking a little bit beyond these playoffs and starting to look forward to what should be one of the craziest off seasons we have ever seen.
Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, maybe you have a birthday coming, or an anniversary, or you just want to buy something for yourself. And don't forget that Father's Day is in June. You're going to want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find all the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. June's Loot Crate theme is now out, and it's called Toy Box. Return to an era where action figures were plentiful, towels doubled as capes, the floor was lava, and Saturday morning cartoons were serious business. Crack open our Toy Box and play around with some awesome pop culture gear. June's Loot Crate theme features items from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Legend of Zelda, and more. But if none of those franchises interest you, remember, you can go to Loot Crate and choose from a huge selection of other crates. You can also order a monthly subscription of crates that will arrive in your mailbox each month. Or you can just order individual items for whatever franchise you want. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate is when you check out, be sure to enter Daily Dose in the coupon box, and we will get you 10% off of your order, just as a thank you for listening to the Daily Dose.
So on Wednesdays, we like to get some real numbers involved here at the Dose. Not so much opinion, but we just put together a list and we see what those numbers or those stats kind of tell us. Today, on our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings,
Hump Day!
You know, we talked yesterday about the upcoming free agency class in the NBA. We talked about some of the crazy big names that are going to be out there. But which teams actually have some money to throw their way? Which teams can actually go out and sign some of those guys? And on the other side of that, which teams don't have money? Now, understand this. These things can change with player and team option contracts that are out there. So let's say like Denver decides to part ways with Paul Millsap. He is coming up on a team option this year. Their number could drop significantly. Not all of them drop, because some of these players have options, and if they leave, that money could still be tied up. The NBA salary cap is a really, really confusing situation. Because remember, they don't have a hard cap like the NFL. You can go over your cap, but then you get into the luxury tax. But right now, we are going to take a look at the five teams with the least amount of money to spend in free agency. And then we are going to take a look at the five teams that actually have a ton of cash. And they could be looking to land one of those big names that's going to be out there. So let's start off with the teams that don't have money. Starting off at number five of teams that have the least amount of money, and it is the Toronto Raptors. They don't have much cap space at all. In fact, the Toronto Raptors will be $23 million over the cap right now. But we do have to kind of see what's going to happen with them, because they have some free agents that could leave. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard can opt out of his contract, and that could change their numbers a little bit. But it doesn't mean they have just a ton of money if Kawhi leaves. Some of that money is still going to be tied up, but it's not just Kawhi. Mark Gasol is a free agent. Danny Green is a free agent. Jeremy Lin could be a free agent as well. This offseason is really going to be absolutely boom or bust for the Toronto Raptors. Because if Kawhi Leonard stays, they're going to be over the cap. They're going to be spending some serious luxury tax money. But if he leaves, I really think we are going to be looking at the Toronto Raptors going into full rebuild mode because they don't have a lot of other options. You have Kyle Lowry, who's getting older and at times can show up and do some good things, but at times Kyle Lowry kind of disappears or, you know, he fouls out. Marc Gasol, Danny Green could be gone. I mean, you have a couple of decent young players, but if Kawhi Leonard leaves, you could see basically a decimated Toronto Raptors team. I don't know that recently we have seen one player with a franchise's future so closely tied together. Maybe LeBron leaving the Cavaliers, it's something like that, where we could see Toronto hit rock bottom if Kawhi Leonard leaves. And I don't have any idea what he's going to do. I don't think he has any idea what he's going to do, but the Toronto Raptors are going to be financially strapped either way. Toronto comes in with the fifth least amount of money to spend in free agency. Next up at number four, we have the Portland Trailblazers, who are one of the younger teams in the NBA, but they're not going to have any money this offseason because those young players are soaking all that money up. Portland is currently going to be around $24 million over the cap, and they're talking about giving a super max deal to Damian Lillard, which is probably going to put them even more over the cap and even deeper into that luxury tax. But Al-Farouq Aminu, Rodney Hood, Seth Curry, and Enes Kanter are all going to be free agents. Now, you are allowed to go sign your own players in the NBA so they can keep all those guys. But Portland isn't going to have any money to go get anyone else. They're spending a ton of money on Damian Lillard. But I mean, this is a good young group. And remember, Portland does still have big man Yusuf Nurkic on the shelf. Remember, he broke his leg late in the season. Now, the one thing that you do have to wonder, what would the Portland Trailblazers have looked like had they had Nurkic in that playoff run? Could they maybe have got through, say, Denver a little bit easier, had a little bit more energy for Golden State instead of going to seven games? Would they have looked a little bit different against Golden State had Nurkic been healthy? And maybe the most important question to ask, can Yusuf Nurkic ever be healthy? Because we have now seen his season end early for the last few years. Maybe he's just a guy that can't stay healthy. Maybe he is just a guy whose body is not meant for the long, long, long NBA season. But we're going to have to see what Yusuf Nurkic looks like when he comes back from that gruesome injury. I mean, who knows? We'll see what Portland is going to be. They should still be very, very competitive because they are so young. But they're not going to have a whole lot of money to spend on other players. They can sign their own. And that is basically it. Coming in at number three on the list of teams that don't have any money to spend in free agency is a team that is not going to make any sense to you whatsoever when you hear it. Because how in the world can the Cleveland Cavaliers be $26 million over the cap, but then still have one of the worst rosters in all of the NBA? And I hate to kind of heap this on one person. I really do. But a lot of the blame does go to LeBron James. Because remember, LeBron got Cleveland to sign players like Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith to monster deals. And they aren't worth the money those deals were printed on. But remember, LeBron wanted some help. And these clowns wanted max deals. So he convinced the Cleveland front office, hey, give these guys some money. Give them max deals. I need some help here. And they handed out terrible contracts like candy on Halloween night. Well, I mean, here you are. Enjoy that now. Because now Cleveland is stuck trying to get someone else to take these awful deals. I have a feeling that new head coach John Beilein, he is about to get way, way younger. And I would think he is going to be looking to clean house. Because the Cleveland Cavaliers are upside down contractually. And it doesn't make any sense. Because they don't have any good players on that team. But you want to talk about starting over? The Cavaliers have to start over. It is a must. They have way too many bad contracts on that roster. Hey, thanks LeBron. And little side note, Los Angeles Lakers, kind of keep this in mind going forward. If LeBron's going out and he's saying, hey, give this guy a max deal and give that guy a max deal, you might want to be extra careful. Because here in a few years, you could be in the exact same situation as Cleveland is. They come in at number three. Next up, not so coincidentally, are the Miami Heat. You know, the last team LeBron was with before he went back to Cleveland. Might want to take note, Laker fans, I'm just saying. The Miami Heat are also in salary cap hell because they're going to be right around $31 million over the cap. And again, it is because they are paying very average players way, way more than average money. Now, I can't blame the Miami Heat situation on LeBron. He didn't really do this one. But think about what the Miami Heat are paying. They're giving Hassan Whiteside $27 million this next year. Really? What are they paying him? By the point? Is he getting $1 million a point? Goran Dragic is getting $19 million this next year. Now, each of those players have player options, but there's no way they're going to walk away from those contracts. Are you kidding me? So let's see. If I keep showing up to work, you have to give me that money? Yeah, but I mean, you could leave. No, I think I'll stay. Well, what if we board up the doors? No, I'll get a saw. I'll find my way in. I'm not leaving that kind of money. Are you crazy? There isn't another league on the planet that is going to pay either one of those two guys that kind of money. I'm not going nowhere. I'll be here in Miami for as long as I'm getting those checks. And the Heat have to pay him. Miami is not going to be a player whatsoever in NBA free agency. And they probably aren't going to be a player in the league anytime soon either, because they're going to be stuck paying bad players really, really good money. That's not a good thing for Miami. They are going to be $31 million over the cap. They come in at number two. But if there is one team that has no chance at making any moves in free agency because they just don't have any money to do it with, it is a team that has already made big moves in the past few seasons. So you would think our number one team should be all set with their roster, right? Yeah, not really. In fact, we all probably have more questions about the Oklahoma City Thunder this year more than ever. But the Thunder are already paying max deals to Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Steven Adams. So the Thunder are already nearly $40 million over the cap. And what do they have to show for it? I mean, I guess this year they took Portland to a game five. Is that something to be proud of? I don't know. So there's that. But the Thunder are a complete mess financially. And I think what really did them in, when Kevin Durant left, they just panicked and they were like, okay, we have to keep some people here. Russell Westbrook, here's way too much money. Paul George, here's way too much money. Steven Adams, I guess we'll give you a bunch of money too. Now you have to hope Oklahoma City, I don't know, maybe they just figure some things out with what they have on the floor because they can't go get anyone else. Maybe they draft somebody that helps them. I don't know. It's not looking bright for the Oklahoma City Thunder anytime soon. Okay, on the other side of those teams that are completely broke financially, and yes, I guess they could go sign someone and pay more in the luxury tax, but you wouldn't think they'd want to do that. We do have some teams that actually have some cash. And in some cases, they've got some serious cash that they can go spend in free agency. Which teams in the NBA are going to have the most practical salary cap space as we go into what could be the biggest free agent offseason in the NBA that we have ever seen? Let's take a look at the teams that actually can be players on this market. First up is a team that I actually think could be kind of building a bright future eventually, because the Atlanta Hawks have some good young players. I mean, think about it. They have Trae Young. I don't know exactly what to think of Trae Young, but I think he could be a player. They have John Collins, who I am convinced is going to be a player. Kent Bazemore has a $19 million player option on the table, so he's not going anywhere. And the Hawks do have a max salary spot available, and they have about $50 million that they can spend before they even hit the salary cap. Plus, Atlanta also has the number 8 and number 10 picks in this year's draft, so they could get even more good young talent. The bad news for Atlanta, and the bad news for a lot of these teams on this list, is that you have to try to convince good players to come here. Yeah, we know we're not very good, but maybe you could come here and you could mentor some of these young guys and we could figure some things out and you could be part of building something, well, eventually. I mean, we're not going to win this year, maybe not next year, but maybe in like 3 or 4 years, we're going to win something. it's really, really tough to convince the top-notch talent to do that. You just have to have a guy that just says, yeah, okay, whatever, I want to live in Atlanta. And usually, you have to overspend to get those guys to come too. It's not going to be easy to do, but I would think someone will do it. You just have to find the right person. And the interesting part is with their age, the Atlanta Hawks could be good for a long time. But we'll have to see if they can convince someone to come down south and play with them. Next up at number four is a team that has some interesting pieces, but they definitely need more talent. And they do have a little bit of money to go get some more talent because the Dallas Mavericks have $51 million to spend. But then they do also have Kristaps Porzingis, who is going to be a free agent. So he would take a chunk of that if they want to re-sign him. But Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, I mean, that is a guy who is always trying to get his team to win. You know, it has killed Mark Cuban to not be winning these last few years, especially these last few years with Dirk Nowitzki. You know Cuban wanted to win. But more importantly than Dirk, and more importantly than just a franchise, you know Mark Cuban wants to get back to winning so he can get his face out there even more than it already is. Now, the Mavericks do have Luka Doncic. He should be good for quite a while. I really like his game. He's got some kind of old man game to him, but he's got some game. And maybe you could find someone willing to work with Doncic and Porzingis, and you could possibly get the Dallas Mavericks into playoff contention if you could find the right catalyst to put into that mix. The Dallas Mavericks have a little bit of money to spend. We'll see how much they have to spend to keep Porzingis. Moving up to number three, and one team to watch in NBA free agency this year, and I've told you this for a little while, it's a team you don't always think about, but the Brooklyn Nets have $56 million to spend. And yes, D'Angelo Russell is going to be a free agent. They have to decide what to do with him. But remember, the Nets just went to the playoffs this last year. They have a good young group. They put up a fight against a pretty decent Philadelphia 76ers squad before they went out in five games. But this group battles. They showed some toughness. They have young guys like Jared Allen, or maybe a veteran like Spencer Dinwiddie, a young shooter like Joe Harris. There are some pieces in Brooklyn that would be available. Maybe they could make a run at a big name free agent. Maybe even two big name free agents. I know the Brooklyn Nets don't get the attention that maybe some other New York teams get, but of the two, I would be taking Brooklyn's ownership, and that wouldn't even be a contest. Keep an eye on the Brooklyn Nets. They do have some big money to spend. Coming in at number two is the top team in the Western Conference as far as salary cap numbers, and that, of course, is going to be the Los Angeles Clippers, who have nearly $60 million to spend in free agency, and they already have a good young team. Now, the Clippers have to decide what they're going to do with guard Patrick Beverley, and he could take some of this money, but I mean, if you have the choice of maybe a Kawhi Leonard or a Patrick Beverley, who are you taking? I mean, that's a pretty easy decision, isn't it? Could the Clippers go out and land someone like Kawhi Leonard? Could they go out and maybe even land someone like a Kevin Durant? I know that sounds insane, but with the new ownership, with the new team they have, with the money that they have, hey, the Clippers gave the Warriors some serious problems in the postseason this year. I think the Clippers are the most fascinating team to watch this offseason in free agency. Because when you think about that situation, they already have a good young team, they have a championship winning coach in Doc Rivers, and they have Jerry West in the front office. Keep an eye on the Los Angeles Clippers. They are definitely going to be a player in NBA free agency. But the number one team, as far as salary cap money available, at least right now, goes to the New York Knicks, who will have nearly $70 million to spend. That is a ton of money. But they do also have a number of drawbacks. Remember, the Knicks microscope is always tough to play under. The lights are extremely bright in Madison Square Garden. And then you have Knicks owner James Dolan, who is a complete buffoon, and he's way too involved in all the processes, despite the fact that he has no idea what he's doing. Now, people can say, well, with that much money, who cares? But remember all the players that chose not to go play for Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling before he ended up getting kicked out of the league? This is kind of that same situation. The Knicks have a ton of cash, but they have a poisonous franchise because they are toxic at the very top. So I know we're hearing that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and Kawhi Leonard and every single free agent is lining up to go to the New York Knicks and get those big checks. But let's not forget there are other options out there for players like Brooklyn, like the Clippers, that might not have the headaches that go along with that money. I would be very careful if I were a player signing with James Dolan and the New York Knicks, because he has proven time and time again to be a mess. Think of the moves made under James Dolan. Carmelo Anthony, Isaiah Thomas in the front office, Stephon Marbury, Amari Stoudemire, Eddie Curry, tons of coaches, tons of bad contracts, tons of bad draft picks. I'm telling you, sign with the New York Knicks at your own risk. Hey, the NBA playoffs are winding down, and as sad as that kind of makes me, because then I know we just don't have anything until football, we just have to watch baseball again and again. But this NBA offseason is going to be absolute drama to watch. We are going to have names flying. We are going to have players moving around. It is going to be a crazy, crazy NBA offseason. Hey, tomorrow on The Dose, we will, of course, be checking in on the biggest stories in the world of sports. And you know, on Thursdays, we do like to take a look at a few of the biggest sports media overreactions. We'll have a few of those this week as well. I have to say thank you all so much for listening to The Dose. Thank you so much for the emails, for the texts, the tweets, and more importantly, thank you for sharing the show. We appreciate that. Hey, I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.